Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States, with approximately 600,000 Americans succumbing to the disease each year. Of the nearly 2 million new cases being diagnosed annually, a growing number of them are minorities who face higher mortality rates than their white counterparts due to several factors, including less access to healthcare, lack of public awareness programs aimed at minority groups, higher obesity rates, and unhealthy lifestyle choices. With April being National Minority Cancer Awareness Month, Beverly Hills Cancer Center, BHCC, is conducting a public awareness campaign designed to call attention to the challenges facing minorities in terms of cancer prevention, diagnosis, and treatments. It's interesting to note that whites generally have a higher incidence of cancer, but fewer deaths than minorities, primarily because they have greater access to healthcare, thus allowing for early diagnoses, says board-certified radiation oncologist Arash Gabayan, MD, Medical Director of Radiation Oncology for BHCC. Also working in their favor is a greater emphasis on prevention, leading those with a family history of the disease, keeping an eye out for any early signs of cancer. After all, early detection is the key to successful treatment. Beverly Hills Cancer Center has released the following stats related to minorities and cancer. Blacks have the highest cancer death rates of any other minority. Pacific Islanders have the highest cancer death rate in the 20 to 49 age category. Black women are more likely to die from breast cancer, primarily due to late-stage diagnoses. Black men have the highest incidence of prostate cancer and are twice as likely to die from it. Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, AAPI, have the highest incidence of liver cancer compared to other groups, perhaps due to the high rate of hepatitis B infection among those communities, an aggravating risk factor for cancer. Blacks have the highest incidence and mortality rates of colorectal cancer. Hispanic and Black women have higher cervical cancer rates than women of other groups. More Blacks die of lung cancer because of late-stage diagnoses. As cancer specialists, we are well acquainted with cultural and language barriers facing many minorities, says Eli Gabayan, MD, a hematology and oncology specialist and medical director of BHCC. We have to be sensitive to that while emphasizing the importance of adhering to various lifestyle improvements that could impact their health. Our experience has taught us that various minorities have long-held traditions, such as frying their food, eating lots of fatty foods, drinking soda pop, opting for processed and fast foods, or enjoying sweets. While occasionally indulging in such treats is okay, incorporating them into your daily routine can spell trouble. At Beverly Hills Cancer Center, we stress the importance of adhering to a mostly plant-based diet, exercising daily, losing excess weight, avoiding tobacco and alcohol products, staying free from the stressors of life, carving out some me time each day, protecting your skin from sun exposure, and perhaps most importantly, visiting your doctor on a regular basis for checkups. Beverly Hills Cancer Center. Situated in the heart of one of America's most exclusive communities lies the Beverly Hills Cancer Center, BHCC. It boasts a highly trained staff who use the latest state-of-the-art technology to diagnose and treat patients. But BHCC offers another added benefit that sets itself apart from the others. All aspects of diagnosis and treatment are available under one roof. One of the more challenging aspects of care facing those who have been diagnosed is navigating their way through the system. The onus is on them to travel from one appointment to another as they undergo physical exams, lab work, doctor's appointments, diagnostic imaging, chemotherapy, radiation treatments, etc. At BHCC, all of those services are available in one facility. Patients can even get their prescriptions filled there. Further distinguishing itself from other cancer centers is its dedication to research, which allows BHCC to participate in clinical trials, qualifying patients who may have been diagnosed with prostate, brain, breast, liver, esophageal, gastric, lung, and other types of cancer have an opportunity to access forms of care not yet available to the general public. Perhaps just as important as BHCC's cutting-edge diagnostic and treatment methods is its nurturing staff who are dedicated to caring for each patient from a holistic perspective, mind, body, and soul. Whether newly diagnosed or in the later stages of cancer, patients can take comfort in knowing that they are receiving the highest level of care available anywhere in the world, which is why so many are willing to travel from the four corners of the globe for treatment. For more information, call 310-432-8900 or visit www.bhcancercenter.com. **